This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Our co-host Robert Siegel is in New York City this week, talking with people about what's happening on Wall Street. But as he found out, the people on Wall Street aren't necessarily the people of Wall Street.
In fact, some of the lions of Wall Street I've spoken with this week occupy lairs a couple of miles uptown. As for Wall Street itself,
Wall Street is a short street with a church at one end and a river at the other.
The East River. That's James Kaplan, who with his old friend Richard Warschauer gives tours of this very short, narrow street that is rich in symbolism as much as it is rich with riches.
It's known throughout the world, and it's the most important street in the world.
Richard Warschauer showed me number 23 Wall Street, a four-story building. The neighboring buildings tower over it, and the wall is marred.
We're standing on the side of the building on Wall itself. This was the former headquarters of J.P. Morgan. And just before noon, on September 16th, 1920, a horse and wagon stopped here, and a terrific explosion ensued. The pockmarks are still visible in the building today. 33 people were killed and 200 wounded.
They still will not repair these pockmarks because it's a symbol of international capitalism and that it remains and that it survives.
It survived that attack, which was blamed on anarchists, although no one was ever caught. That's sort of a theme on Wall Street, surviving assaults and crises. A gigantic American flag is draped over the facade of the New York Stock Exchange. It was put there after 9/11. And at the entrance to what was once the House of Morgan stand two New York City police officers protecting Wall Street from possible attack. Detective James Halloran is heavily armed, think loaded for bear, not a bear market. He and his partner hold rifles, wear helmets and body armor. And here's what happens. People stand next to the cops, pose, and have their pictures taken.
You guys are the beef eaters of...
Beef eaters of America, right?
Of America. Yeah. And your job is to stand in front of this building. And
on Wednesday, we're responsible for the stock exchange.
For the stock exchange.
Yeah.
And the tourists come from all over the world, and one of the
things is
they come up and they take a picture with
I don't
you
know
guys.
If they came here specifically for that, but once they see us standing here, I don't think they can help themselves. So you have to oblige. You're curious and polite, you know.
Curious, polite people like Olga Kolodnitskaya of Moscow and her husband Vladimir, who are on their third trip to the States.
And all times we visited New York, other places also. This time, for example, we saw Grand Canyon, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Boston, and now in New York, and then go home.
Sir, are you a financier?
Oh, no. I'm from Germany. I'm a tourist.
Can you tell me your name?
Ulrich Wozniak.
And you're taking pictures?
Yes.
Why? Why don't you come here?
Yeah, the Wall Street is very interesting, also for us in Germany.
You hear a lot about Wall Street back home in Germany.
Yes, because financial crisis is a global problem.
A couple from Valencia in Spain got away before I could get their names, but I did get their analysis of the world financial situation.
Caput, caput, banquero caput.
Banquero caput.
Sí, in Spain, banquero caput.
Okay.
Porque caput Wall Street.
Can you tell me your name?
Clarissa, Korea.
Are you a banker?
No.
Why come here? Why are you here?
Tourism.
Tourism? To yeah. Wall Street?
Yeah.
From where?
From Brazil.
From Brazil?
Yeah.
And is it interesting, Wall Street?
Yeah, yeah. They stole my money because I have stock market in Brazil and it's down, very down.
There were some American tourists, like Tom and Tracy Weber and their children. Mr. Weber was wearing a sweatshirt with the name of his home state emblazoned on it.
You're from Indiana, yes. visiting on a trip from Indiana?
Correct.
And you've come to Wall Street?
Correct.
You're not here to transact a lot of business. You're not buying and
not
selling.
Today.
At this time.
Not today.
We're still trying to find where our money went.
We came down to find our money.
Our guide, Richard Warschauer, told me something when we were inside number 48 Wall Street. It used to be the Bank of New York, Alexander Hamilton's cornerstone of the American banking system. It's an American palace, beautifully renovated, to house the Museum of American Finance. A glimpse, according to Warschauer, not just of Wall Street's past.
The Museum of American Finance, in many ways, is the future of Wall Street because Wall Street is more and more a tourist destination, and the not-for-profits are an increasing force here on Wall Street, even in many respects greater than the banks and brokerage firms.
Wall Street, he says, in a way that would have puzzled J.P. Morgan for sure, is a very important brand. This is Robert Siegel in New York.